On today's Creation Moment, our host reminisces on the day in 1968 when the three astronauts aboard Apollo 8 made a very special Christmas Eve broadcast as they were orbiting the moon. It was a broadcast our Creation Moments host, Paul Taylor, will never forget.
As a small boy, I avidly watched the Apollo space program. I'm glad that I developed my interest before Apollo 11 landed in 1969 so that I was able to watch each new mission with eager anticipation. Apollo 8 broke new ground and made it obvious that NASA was determined in its pledge to get people onto the moon. Launched on December the 21st, 1968, this was a Christmas mission, taking nearly 3 days to reach the moon. This was an experimental flight, and NASA was not yet ready to get its astronauts to land, but it was the first occasion that human beings had ever left Earth orbit to reach another world. Just short of 3 days after launch, the crew set the rocket engines burning for exactly 4 minutes and 7 seconds to get the craft into orbit around the moon. The lunar orbit created a number of exciting firsts. The orbit took Apollo 8 round the back of the moon. The moon has a synchronous rotation, so it always keeps one side permanently facing the Earth. Therefore, the back of the moon is always hidden from the Earth. This was therefore the first time that human beings had gazed directly on the moon's hidden side. Then, as the craft returned to the visible side, they experienced the beauty of an Earthrise. The mission was notable for the December 24th Christmas broadcast, during which the astronauts William Anders, Jim Lovell and Frank Borman read the first 10 verses of Genesis 1 between them. This was a fitting tribute and reminded us that it was God who made the moon.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, you'll be able to read thousands of radio transcriptions in our best-selling book series, Letting God Create Your Day. To find out more, visit us at creationmoments.com or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.